You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. And that was Jellyfish, and he's my best friend. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you picked up on that metaphor, because I certainly was picking it up and picking it up and picking it up. Oh, and putting it down, of course, because one can't pick it up that often without putting it down. I hope you get what I'm saying there, because even though it is the apocalypse, that does not mean we should go without our best friend. Metaphorically speaking, homina, homina, homina. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say that while jellyfish were doing their thing, I was doing my thing with my best friend, but I wasn't. Yes, that's true, I wasn't. I know you probably don't believe me, but it is true, I wasn't. However, what was happening was I glanced out my window, as I am wont to do while a song is playing, simply so I can soak in a little bit of the sunshine that we should be getting. And lo and behold, what did I spy with mine little eye but a taco truck? That's right, a taco truck. It drove on by, right outside my window. A taco truck. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what I'm saying? A taco truck. Might that be a herald of things to come? A siren song of the future, that everything is going to be okay. But it was hard to see that taco truck, knowing that between it and I were a gaggle of zombies. On top of which, when it should be spring outside, it is snowing. So, it is springtime, it is snowing, it is the apocalypse, and a taco truck drives by. Do you understand the dilemma? I was apoplectic. I wanted to dash outside into the snow and wave my hand in the air like I just don't care and say, "Mr. Taco Truck, come back. I am in need of your delights." But the taco truck sped on. I don't even know if the taco truck contained the delights wherein it could serve up a delicious respite. Or repast. Can't serve up a respite. I suppose it could serve up a respite from this hell that we're living. But it could certainly, if it were stocked with all of the ingredients to make a delicious taco, it could serve up a repast. And now I also understand and completely realize that I have probably made each and every one of you out there incredibly hungry. And I'm sorry for that, but every so often I cannot stop myself but thinking about food. Because when I throw open my cupboards, what do I see? Not much. And I know that most of us out there are scrambling to find sustenance. And I don't know, maybe that taco truck was a figment of my imagination. Because I think about taco trucks. I think about them a lot, probably more often than I should. And so maybe, just maybe, that was not real. Or, worse, maybe there is a new evolution of zombies that can drive taco trucks. A taco truck driving zombie. What would they be called? I don't know. But if there are taco truck driving zombies out there, I just wonder, are they capable of fixing tacos and serving them up? And how much would a zombie-served taco cost? I'm guessing it would probably cost our brains. And what if the zombie taco truck, the taco truck driving, I can't speak right now because I'm thinking of taco trucks. What if the taco truck driving zombies were serving up brain tacos, and their only customers were of the undead sort? Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not certainly going to pretend to be a zombie just so I can eat a brain taco. Because I've never eaten brains. And although I do love me some tacos, there are certain lines that shall not be crossed, one of them being brain tacos. So, damn it. I'm hungry, you're hungry, and I don't know what to do about it. I hope that each and every one of you out there has something to eat, even if it's a box of crackers.
A dry saltine.
Maybe someone out there has a Sprite. If you remember that little reference, good on you. And I'm going to play a song, because I've got to try to get my mind off tacos. But I'm going to keep my mind on trucks. And I'm going to play a song by Coal Chamber called Big Truck. It's chunky. It's not so funky. But it's fun. Enjoy tacos.
Bitch.
Drive.